Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu talks about the Senate's passage of an amendment to enshrine voter ID requirements in the state constitution. Also, we'll hear from Republican State Representative Rob Summerfield on the same subject from a news conference in Chippewa Falls this week. Plus, Democratic Governor Tony Evers says he'll propose requiring the state legislature to allow Wisconsinites to put binding referenda on the ballot. Also, there's a new homeless shelter for afternoons in Eau Claire. The Eau Claire X-Men have January tryouts and youth camps coming up, and a programming change coming to WDOGO. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WDOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Out of the gate in this week's Republican radio address, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu touts the Senate's passage of an amendment to enshrine voter ID requirements in the state constitution.
On Wednesday, the Senate passed Senate Joint Resolution 2, which will ask voters to enshrine voter ID requirements into the state constitution. Having voters show a photo ID is a common sense way to make sure that every vote counts. This will secure Wisconsin elections and make sure that it is easy to vote and hard to cheat. After the resolution passes the state assembly, the question will go to the voters via statewide referendum. If the referendum passes, voter ID requirements will be put into Wisconsin's constitution. Senate Republicans have a long list of other priorities to accomplish as well. The state has more than $4 billion of taxpayer money sitting in a Madison bank account while rising costs are impacting Wisconsin families. We will propose a series of tax cuts to get that money back in the pockets of hardworking taxpayers who created the surplus. We will also work on legislation to improve public safety, make sure that our kids get the education they deserve, and ensure that Wisconsinites have access to quality, affordable health care. The 2025-2027 session is just getting started. You can count on Senate Republicans to work on behalf of you and your family.
Meanwhile, area assembly Republicans gathered in Chippewa Falls for a news conference on this subject this week, with State Representative Rob Summerfield's comments being captured by WEAU-TV.
When we started this process, we didn't even know about this, the next Supreme Court election, who was running, etc. So this isn't some plan that this was because of the upcoming election. It's because of this is good policy. And then we've seen what the Supreme Court has done recently of becoming basically their own legislature.
However, Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith of the 31st District says, quote, Republicans are more afraid of voters and losing power than they are about the issues that are impacting those voters. Smith says, unfortunately, we were let down today, but there's plenty of time to find a way to work in a bipartisan manner on issues that Wisconsin families care about instead of rushing to cling to power. Republicans control the state assembly 54-45, and they'll vote this Tuesday on getting this measure on the ballot for April's election. Meanwhile, in this week's Democratic radio address, Governor Evers says he'll propose requiring the legislature to allow Wisconsinites to put binding referenda on the ballot.
Over the past few years, I proposed legislation to expand Badger Care, legalize marijuana, restore Roe v. Wade, and defend reproductive freedom, enact common sense gun safety reform, expand paid family leave, create a nonpartisan redistricting process, and among so many other proposals that we know a majority of Wisconsinites support, because I believe the will of the people should be the law of the land. Unfortunately, even though these common sense policies have broad public support from Wisconsinites, Republican lawmakers have repeatedly obstructed our efforts and ignored the will of the people. Unlike over 20 other states, in Wisconsin, only the legislature can approve and place ballot questions on the ballot, leaving Wisconsinites little recourse when the legislature fails to enact policies that have broad public support. Republican lawmakers shouldn't be able to ignore the will of the people and then prevent the people from having a voice when the legislators fail to listen. That has to change. So this week I announced I am including a provision in my budget to require the legislature to allow Wisconsinites to pass binding referenda and enact statutory and constitutional changes through a majority vote at the ballot box. I believe you should have a say and a voice in our state laws and the questions that appear on your ballot. If Republican lawmakers are going to continue to try and legislate by constitutional amendment, then they should give Wisconsinites the same opportunity. It's that simple. And that's what we'll be asking Republicans to do in my next budget. Let's get to work and let's get it done, folks. Thank you.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers with this week's Democratic radio address on Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO. Meanwhile, word came down this week from Say Yes Missions that they've opened a day shelter 6 days a week from 2 to 6:30 at 412 Washington Street in Eau Claire. It is at the very location next to Community Haven House, which has been available for the unhoused as well. Co-founder of Say Yes Missions, Candy Marty Carina, telling WQOW-TV.
There is nowhere else locally that they're welcome for those hours where there's a bathroom, there's rest, take off their bag, relax. They can come here. We will hold their backpack if they want to go to a job interview, if they need to catch the bus.
Tasha Smith tells WQOW previously she was unhoused and now she's been able to find work as a volunteer with the shelter.
It means the world to them. I mean, it meant the world to me at the time and still does. So I'm out here just trying to, and they're out here trying to just live and survive. And it means everything to the homeless community.
Much work continues on various fronts in Eau Claire to try to help and improve the situation for the unhoused in Eau Claire. Meanwhile, in sports, the Eau Claire Axemen will be hosting their player tryouts and youth football camps this coming Saturday, January 18th at Valley Sports Academy in Lake Halley. As far as player tryouts, athletes aged 21 and older are invited to compete for a spot on the team ahead of the Axemen's inaugural Arena League football season. Participants will be evaluated on speed, agility, strength, and football skills. Again, that's 4 to 6 p.m. this coming Saturday, January 18th at Valley Sports Academy. A registration fee is $75. As far as the youth football camps are concerned, kids 8 to 13 can join the Axemen's offense at 10 in the morning or defense at noon. The sessions to learn football fundamentals from the team's coaching staff. Each participant will receive hands-on instruction, an Axemen t-shirt, and the chance to meet head coach Tay Brooks. The cost is $30 per session. General Manager Dietrich Schwerner says, "We're thrilled to continue building excitement for the season and connecting with the community." For more information, visit Valley Sports Academy's event page or email gm@axemenfootball.com. That's gm@axemenfootball.com, A-X-E, menfootball.com, axemenfootball.com. And finally, a programming change will start on Monday on one of our two stations, FM 103.1 AM 680, WOGO.com, a talk radio station, and they'll have two lineup changes. One, the longtime SRN and Salem News Channel morning show host Hugh Hewitt, moving from the 5 to 8 slot. He's occupied for a number of years on WOGO, and now filling the slot from 3 to 5 in the afternoon between Dave Ramsey and Mark Levin as Sebastian Gorka. Wrapping up his 6-year stint in the afternoons to become President Trump's new deputy assistant to the president and senior director for counterterrorism. That's right, Gorka worked in the previous Trump administration, and now he's back. President Trump lauded Dr. Gorka's tireless advocate for America's first agenda and the MAGA movement. Meanwhile, if Hugh's going to the afternoons, who's going to the mornings? It's Chris Stegall, the morning host in Philadelphia on AM 990, The Answer. Stegall has been a local morning host on radio stations from Kansas City to Philadelphia since 2006. He's been working for Salem for the last 6 years, doing mornings in Philadelphia, and he'll continue there, but now across the country as well, including on WOGO. Stegall's show will be heard weekday mornings 5 to 8, as was Hewitt's, here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.